In this video, we'll try to understand this India-US trade deal. There's a lot of noise about it, but we will try to understand what actually is going on. Because this did not happen overnight, and what's being said publicly and what's happening quietly behind the scenes are not exactly the same thing. Alright then, let's begin. For almost one full year, India and the US were not on great terms. And the reason was trade tariffs. If you recollect, last year in April 2025, US slapped a 25% reciprocal tariff on Indian goods. Later, they added another 25% penalty tariff because we were buying Russian oil, and that is something US never liked. So because of all this, Indian exporters were suddenly facing 50% total tariffs. If you see, that's huge. In fact, India was paying the highest tariffs in the world along with Brazil. Naturally, factories in India were feeling the pressure. Textile clothing exporters, gems and jewelry businesses, they were the ones who were hit the hardest. Meanwhile, neighbors like Bangladesh and Vietnam were paying lower tariffs. So the message was clear, India was being squeezed by United States for not listening to them. Now, behind the scenes, trade teams of both the countries kept talking. Six rounds of negotiations took place, multiple informal meetings happened, US delegation visited India, but nothing moved. At the same time, the US kept increasing pressure on India over Russian oil, Iran, and even Chabahar port. Washington made it clear, if you keep buying oil from Russia, there will be consequences. And then India did push back publicly, saying oil decisions are based on market needs and energy security. But then quietly and slowly things were changing. By the end of 2025, Indian refiners started cutting Russian oil orders. Imports dropped sharply. Reliance Industries stopped buying Russian oil entirely in January 2026. Something was clearly shifting. India was feeling the US pressure. Then came Monday, February 2nd, 2026. A phone call between Donald Trump and Narendra Modi. First, the US Ambassador Sergio Gore tweeted about it. Then, an hour later, Trump posted a long dramatic message on Truth Social. And this is where the story really turns. Trump said, the US will cut tariffs on Indian goods from 25% to 18%. The extra 25% penalty tariff is gone. The deal is effective immediately. That alone was a big relief for Indian exporters. But Trump did not stop there. He also claimed that the Indian Prime Minister had agreed to cut tariffs and non-tariffs barriers on US goods to zero. Buy $500 billion worth of US energy, technology, agricultural, coal and many other products. Then stop buying Russian oil and buy more energy from the US and even Venezuela. In Trump's words, this is a trade deal out of friendship and respect. Now here is where it gets interesting. Prime Minister Modi responded a few hours later. He confirmed only one thing. Tariffs on Indian goods are now 18%, that's it. No mention of Russian oil, zero tariffs, $500 billion purchases that Trump is exaggerating about. Instead, Prime Minister Modi focused on Made in India products, friendship between two democracies, and mutual benefit. It was very diplomatic and very controlled. Basically, the Indian side is saying, yes, tariffs are reduced, let's not talk about the rest. You know why Donald Trump wrote that lengthy tweet? It's a classic technique where a politician announces extra ambitions or future goals played in a public post. He mixed a few things that actually happened with a few things that did not, but very clearly showed what the US wants next. By saying it loud to the world, he created indirect pressure, even if those points were never formally discussed. It's like saying this is already the direction we are going and hoping the other side feels pushed to move faster and align. This is a classic Trump move. Say a little extra, sound overly enthusiastic, act friendly and witty, but underneath the goal is simple. Extract more concessions while looking generous. Public optimism on the surface, strategic pressure underneath. But when we look at Prime Minister Modi's response, it was careful and controlled, highlighting only what India has officially agreed so far, the tariff cut and reaffirming bilateral cooperation. This is typical diplomatic communication. Governments usually avoid endorsing claims that haven't been formally written into agreements or jointly announced by both parties. What this really shows is maturity. While the US side tried to be oversmart by taking the conversation public, India chose to be quietly astute, saying less, committing only to what is settled, and keeping its strategic flexibility intact. No drama, no denial, just calm, controlled statecraft. So what do we actually know for sure? Number 1, US tariffs are cut from 25% to 18%. Then penalty tariff have been dropped. Indian ministers are calling it a win-win deal. Relations are back on track after a rough year. That's the confirmed part. Everything else is still unclear. But then here's what nobody has officially clarified yet. Will India really cut tariffs on US goods to zero? Will India open sensitive sectors like agriculture and dairy? Is the $500 billion purchase real or spread over many years? Did India actually agree to stop buying Russian oil, or was that already happening? And most importantly, how much control does India still have over its energy decisions? Because we have seen this before. In 2019, India stopped buying oil from Iran and Venezuela. Not by choice, but under US pressure. And now Venezuela is suddenly allowed again. So the question is this partnership or pressure? Despite all the unanswered questions, one thing is clear. This deal stops the downward spiral of the Indian economy. It gives relief to exporters, puts India back on competitive footing, keeps the US engaged as India signs deals with the European Union and others. And you can look at this move by the United States as phase one. More details will come later. This isn't just about tariffs. It's about energy security, global power politics, strategic alignment, and how much space countries like India have to make independent choices. For now, both leaders are smiling, markets are relieved, businesses are hopeful. But the real test will come when the fine print is released, because in global trade, the headlines is never the full story. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.